You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
You like this 80s feel of this bumper music?
It's different.
Definitely 80s. It's a band
it's very
called
80s.
Eye to Eye. This came out in like 82 or something. So there you go.
I love it, Dom. I love it. And I like 80s music. I really do.
It's bouncy. Let's talk about the boss for just a few moments. There's a study that came out where they asked people. It was one of those stories where they started by asking people if they felt appreciated at work. And that, to me, is the kind of discussion. If you start a discussion with that question, you're really opening up the door.
Well, right? And how many people raise their hand and go, oh, yeah, yeah, I do. Yep, definitely. Every day I feel appreciated. I enjoy coming in.
There are some companies and bosses who do a really good job of that. And those are the ones that generally have a long line of people queuing up to try to, you know, work there.
I feel like Elon Musk would be one of those guys that you're like, I love him. I love working here. He loves his employees. I don't know. On the surface, it seems like it.
He's
so weird.
He's such an oddball that at least it would probably wouldn't be boring. Yeah. The thing is, when you get to companies like that, whether it's Apple with, you know, Steve Jobs or Elon Musk and SpaceX and Tesla and stuff like that, is that sometimes those people can come across as tyrants because they will accept nothing but the best. Mm-hmm. And I don't want this to come out wrong, but pretty much the average person in America does not hold out for the best or does not try for the best. We live in an age of mediocrity for most things. And so when you occasionally come across someone who always wants the very best, mm-hmm. they are labeled as a tyrant.
Sure.
And I think that's often unfair. It's just that they've got very high standards. And a lot of people are just like, that's good enough.
Just clocking in, clocking out. All right.
Fine.
Put in my 8. I'm out the door. See you later.
But they went out there and they asked 2,000 people to name the top phrases that they are still waiting to hear from the boss that they really love to hear. And it turns out, Jared, that it's, yes, if you get a raise, you're happy. Right? But it comes down to the fact that what really is motivating people these days is the pat on the head. Mm-hmm. The number one thing that these people said they want to hear from their boss is thank you.
So simple, right? Just thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Do you feel like you hear that enough? Like, I try to thank you at the end of almost every show.
Oh, we thank each other quite a bit.
Thank you for a good
we
day.
Thank.
You know, and
between
you're
Dom
the same
and I,
way,
we
and
thank.
You're the same way.
We thank each other a lot.
We are a morning show of gratitude, even if we don't put up the memes on social media to prove it to the world.
We don't post the inspirational stuff. No, we're not. Well, when we say thank you to our listeners a lot, too, because you are keeping us employed and keeping us number one again. We just got some ratings yesterday.
Number one morning show. Do you remember the Sandblaster consultant guy that we had a few
How
years
can
ago?
I forget that guy, Dom?
He pulled me aside one time in a meeting and said, I need you to stop thanking the listeners. I said, what? Mm. He goes, you sound like you're, how did he phrase that? Do you remember?
Oh, like needy or something?
He didn't use that word. It was something that he's like, stop saying thank you to the listeners. And I basically told him to go straight to hell.
Yeah, that's a
weird. I am never going to not thank our listeners for choosing us out of 44 radio stations in the Denver market.
Correct.
They make this one number one. I'm going to thank them all flipping day long, jerk.
He's not here anymore.
Right.
If that says anything, he's
and
not
to
around
that,
anymore.
I say thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. But do we hear it enough? I don't know. I mean, we get the occasional thank you, I think. Occasional.
Yeah. Number two that people say they want to hear, I appreciate you doing that. It's about the same thing.
That's a good one, too. Three?
That was helpful.
That was helpful. That's got a tinge of sarcasm, doesn't it? Yeah. Bob, that was helpful. Okay, Bob.
Number four is employees want to be told, quote, your time is valuable. I don't understand.
I don't get that one either. I guess it'd have to be worded different. Thanks for staying late to do that. I know you cut into family time, or you know, thanks for going above and beyond, working a weekend. I know your time is valuable. So kind of encapsulates all that. And then number five, well, that kind of goes with number five, too.
Mm-hmm.
You went above and beyond on this. You went above and beyond.
So here's where this might get difficult, because I feel like some, well, let's just say it. Some people are promoted to managerial status based on seniority and not on skills. And I'm just wondering how many people are in their car right now listening to that on their way to work and are vigorously nodding. They're about to give themselves a pat on the back. They're going to give themselves like a disc problem in their neck because they're nodding, thinking about their boss. How some people are elevated to the position of boss purely out of seniority and not out of skills.
Sure. Sure. Just because they've been there longer.
So they are named the boss. And it is a skill.
It's I agree. You got to be, be a leader, not a boss, or whatever that thing is. There's a saying about that and pictures and stuff. And, you know, the boss is at the front of the line pulling the team along with him. Come on, be a leader. Is it weird? I bet you're kind of in this camp, though, too, that I don't need any of this anymore. I could see earlier in my career when I was younger that I kind of really thrived on all that.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I know when I'm doing a good job, and I know when I've succeeded and, reached some goals and doing our best, and I don't need it. Like, I'm confident enough in myself that I don't need it.
I will agree with you on that. I don't need it. However, I will say I do notice when a company is unappreciative, and it irks me. Do I need it to do a better job? No, because I'm an introvert. And introverts by nature are powered within. Extroverts are powered by external forces.
Yeah.
Introverts are powered from within.
Yeah.
And you might, I don't know.
I've morphed into an introvert, I think.
Okay. Well, yeah, a lot of people say, oh, introverts are shy and extroverts are outgoing. That's not what it means. An introvert means that they get all their power from within. They are like self-motivated.
That little power plant is within you. Yeah.
Yeah. And people who are extroverts, and there's not one is better than the other. It's just the way you're wired. Mm-hmm. And extroverts are powered by people around them. It helps them. And they, that's why when they go to a party, they light up.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they're in their element, right?
Right.
Whereas an introvert like me wants to sit at the side at a party and talk to just like one or two people.
Don't you ever.
So
I usually had to cover for Dom at parties because people were like, what's wrong with Dom? Is he okay? He's fine. He's just being Dom. He's fine.
But boy, that one person that I corner.
You latch on, man.
They're going to get all of my attention. Yeah, I even follow him into the bathroom.
I'm not finished. It's so true.
So if you have morphed a little bit, or you're starting to maybe feel your introverted side, that is the reason why you say, I don't need the pat on the head.
Yeah, it's nice.
Because you're self-starter.
It's nice. It's nice when you get it, but I don't thrive on that anymore. I don't need it. Which is good, I guess.
I guess the moral of our story as we move on is for everyone who is in any kind of management position right now, be aware that this was 2,000 people that they surveyed, and this lays like the overwhelming answers.
Even
if you can't give them a raise right now because times are tough,
you
can find ways to genuinely and sincerely thank them for what they're doing.
Is this an all-staff email? Is this or do you have to go to each individual person, or can you just, if bosses are listening today, just send out a blanket thank you to all the employees?
Does that cover that idea?
Oh, I'd be fine with that.
Backwards.
I think. Really?
This is a very personal thing. Mm-hmm. It takes 10 seconds to stop by a cubicle and say, "Hey,
what's your name again?"